Raja Properti Australia yang ternyata orang Indonesia, Pak Iwan Sunito.
Yeah, that's a bit too much. Dia bilang Raja Properti Australia. I spent 12 years di Bangkalan Bun. Di Bangkalan Bun, minum Coca-Cola aja udah luxury banget. Tiap tahun hampir gak naik kelas.
Dua properti pecah kongsi. Pak Iwan Sunito buka suara.
The danger of not speaking is people can think that I'm guilty. What you saw was triggered by the release. Almost intentionally trying to destroy what they think that they can destroy my reputation di Indonesia gitulah gitu. Yeah. Kita akan habis semuanya. Everything termasuk rumah kamu, termasuk identitas kamu, enggak bisa lagi deh. Umur segini bangun lagi. Impossible. Udahlah jangan bacain aku ayat deh, udah aku depressed, I just want to sleep gitu. I don't want to meet with anybody. I don't hate my business partner. Apapun yang terjadi dalam hidup kita, Tuhan tuh baik. I believe that the old crown will die, the new crown will rise.
Bersyukur banget hari ini teman ngobrol saya adalah seorang sahabat lama, sosok yang sangat inspiratif, Raja Properti Australia yang ternyata orang Indonesia, Pak Iwan Sunito.
Terima kasih, Harry. That's a bit too much. Dia bilang Raja Properti Australia.
Iya, yeah, I mean, itu udah satu hal yang saya yakin udah sangat consistently ya. Maksudnya, I'm not the one who's just saying it, tapi kan udah banyak banget penghargaan-penghargaan. I remember going into your office and then there's this award, Property of the Year.
Yes,
Property yeah. Property Person of the Year. And you are the first Indonesian who achieved that award.
The first Asian.
Yeah.
The youngest one.
The youngest one. See, I still remember.
The pride of untuk orang Indonesia ya.
Betul, betul. Indonesian. Jadi bukanlah hal yang terlalu besar ketika saya mengatakan itu semua karena yes. It was amazing and it's very inspiring untuk bisa melihat bahwa gedung-gedung besar tinggi yang bukan hanya tinggi tapi cantik dan punya desain yang luar biasa itu ternyata dibangun oleh seorang Indonesia.
Wow.
Anak sungai.
Yes.
Pangkalan Bun yang akhirnya bisa berhasil di negeri orang.
Well,
it's amazing.
Thank you. I mean, you are inspiring too, Mary. I mean, and we've had berapa kali ya udah kita bicara di Pak Dino.
Oh yeah.
Super mentor.
Betul.
That was great. And
betul.
We went to Kalimantan bersama-sama on top of Sydney ya yang kita di Sungai Arut yang naik kapal kecil. Yang banyak buayanya itu.
Waktu itu bersama dari tim Metro TV yang datang ke sana untuk meliput dan melihat kilas balik tempat tinggal Pak Iwan pada saat itu ya.
Yeah, that was great memory. Thank you untuk datang all the way. You know, it's amazing.
More than happy. And terakhir kali ketemu Pak Iwan, waktu itu kita ngobrol-ngobrol. Saya berkunjung ke kantornya Pak Iwan
di Sydney Opera House too. Yes.
Kita ngobrol di banyak tempat di depan Sydney Opera House, di taman. And then there's an event yang waktu itu kita organize untuk orang-orang Indonesia juga yang ada di situ.
That was a full house too.
Yes.
I think they come because of you, not because of me.
You are still humble as usual. Terima kasih sudah meluangkan waktu. Waktunya yang sangat singkat di Indonesia, tapi disempatkan untuk hadir di sini. Berbagi cerita, berbagi kisah yang pastinya berbagi inspirasi yang akan menguatkan kita semua yang mendengarkannya pastinya.
Well, thank you. I'm privileged to always talk to you.
Hari ini mungkin kita berbicara tentang the past, the present, and the future ya. Karena kalau berbicara tentang sosok Iwan Sunito itu banyak banget momen-momen yang luar biasa yang membentuk Pak Iwan menjadi seperti sekarang ini. Mungkin untuk bisa memberikan konteks karena buat kan ada istilah tak kenal tak sayang ya.
Okay.
Jadi biar lebih kenal dengan Pak Iwan. Tadi saya menyebutkan lahir di Surabaya tapi besar di Pangkalan Bun. Anak sungai sesungguhnya. Terus bagaimana akhirnya bisa menjadi sosok seorang property developer yang luar biasa selama bertahun-tahun membangun perusahaan properti di Australia?
Wow. I think kalau kita summarize my journey of life, I think it's the word that failure is not final, and what doesn't kill you make you stronger. I think my life journey is about pressure, failure, setback, keterkurangan, and minder.
Yeah.
But whatever you go through, what doesn't kill you make you stronger, and that's a guarantee in life, gitu ya.
Yeah.
Jadi kalau kita pikir-pikir kan, what I have achieved today is unexpected. What I have achieved within 1.5 years setelah legal battle kita dengan business partner was unexpected. It was like, how did we grow so fast, so much more than what we ever think gitu kan, sehingga membuat even the Crown Group that I build is now only 20% of my new business, which is crazy kan. Kalau 20% of a small thing, it's easy, but 20% of a big company within a short time was crazy. So it's but of course it's sounds good, but it's never always a nice journey. And you go through that time di Pangkalan Bun, sekolah yang di underdog, you know, like you felt like you're that dumb, you know. Ke Surabaya gitu kan. Kalau orang Surabaya kan kalau udah bodoh kan ditarik-tarik gitu. Kan ini goblok.
Masih ada logatnya.
Of course masih ono goblok-goblok gitu. Orang Jawa, I can switch gitu. Tapi kan I spent 12 years di Pangkalan Bun kan. So and then 6 years di Surabaya and the rest of my life, which is the balance of is actually in Sydney gitu. Yeah. Tapi I still love my Javanese accent. I still remember my Pangkalan Bun accent, bujur-bujur gitu kan. Right? Kamu kemana? Ikam mau kemana? Right? But what's amazing was all of those beginning, the day of small beginning, was the most memorable memory. Di Pangkalan Bun, minum Coca-Cola aja udah luxury banget. But you know that you can celebrate life even at the lowest. You're actually happy. In fact, that later on you realize that even if you have more money, does not make you happy gitu. Doesn't mean that no money is happier too, right?
Yeah.
It just means that it depends how your perspective in life gitu.
Yeah.
So setback tiap tahun hampir enggak naik kelas, di katrol tiap tahun 5 jadi 6. Waduh, mujizat.
Karena gitu, pada saat itu mungkin belum punya mimpi yang besar yang membuat untuk pengen terus belajar ya.
I don't know, yeah. It was just
yeah.
I Oh, maybe there's no paradigm shift, ya. Ya benar, there's no dream. The vision is so small. Tiap tahun cuma mikir, ya kalau naik kelas aja udah okay deh.
Yeah.
It's almost that thinking. Kita pikir mau ke Surabaya lagi, wih gila kita dari Kalimantan, dari Pangkalan Bun. The house was on top of the water, kan?
Yeah.
Jambannya juga on top of the water. Of course today kita bisa guyonan kan sama orang bule-bule. Your house is on the... mereka bilang, our house is waterfront. Saya bilang, nothing, my house is on the water.
Bukan cuma waterfront,
yeah,
depannya sungai ya, tapi benar-benar on the water, di atas
toiletnya
sungai
aja begitu luxury, on the water. So, I know, I always joke with them that this is the most ecologically sustainable toilet in the world because you just do your thing there and then the fish eat it, the fish gets bigger
the
and it was eaten by the most efficient ecologically sustainable. But
yeah,
it was really when you look, you can either see that your life kayak itu kan sebagai sesuatu kekurangan, and that's what I saw before, and because of that my dream was limited. My it's always impossible for me.
Yeah.
Gitu. Lalu sekolahnya,
yeah,
tiap tahun I'm struggling in mathematics, I'm struggling in not in English, I'm struggling in biology, chemistry and the like. Sampai ke Surabaya, orang Surabaya like, wow, that was even worse. And then there was a problem comparison, right?
Yeah.
My older brother was smarter than me academically in that time. I was actually being left behind a bit. And then Surabaya, we bilang, goblok kamu gitu. Koniki goblok gitu. Kalau orang Surabaya panjangin, goblok. And then if you're really dumb, they say, goblok kamu ini gitu.
Dan label-label seperti itu membentuk pemikiran yang kurang tepat ya pada saat itu.
Yes.
Sampai akhirnya something happens, accident di Bali, yang akhirnya membuat Pak Iwan koma selama 5 hari.
Yeah. You still remember that?
Of course, it's amazing. Tapi sometimes kita memang butuh momen-momen yang seperti itu yang membuat kita sadar.
Yes, the moment that kind of realize that, hey, you like must still alive. There must be a greater purpose in life. Paradigm shift. This is exactly what people said, that that if you want to change incrementally, secara pelan-pelan, you change your method of working. Cara bekerja kita kerubah. Tapi kalau kita mau change exponentially, secara exponential yang dramatic, yang substantially fast gitu, you have to change your paradigm, the way you see things. Ya ternyata ya paradigm yang salah. Sebelum itu tabrakan, ingat aku nggak naik kelas kan?
Iya. Yeah.
Jadi I was the best or the worst gitu. Right? Two of us.
Udah anak bandel, nggak naik kelas, minta liburan sama
orang
tua. It was
a disappointment for the whole family. Tabrakan lagi, it was like wow, you know, like udah nakal, udah nggak itu, nggak naik kelas, mau holiday lagi ngabisin uang gitu kan? But the paradigm shift it's almost to say that big dream always attracted big action, but small dream always retracted small action, no dream, no action. But I have to say that, you know, that paradigm shift plus mom, dad, like family yang betul-betul udah nyiapkan and never giving up to the children. That's really the power of it. Unbeknown to me, of course, my dad sudah nyiapkan anaknya sekolah ke luar negeri, kan? Jadi waktu SD pun, walaupun dengan keterbatasan mereka, they fight really hard to build a business. No matter how big, my dad was the biggest businessman in his village. Konteksnya village, ya.
Betul.
No matter how big you are, you're still a village.
Kampung.
But he was bright. He's clever as a man. He's persistent. He builds his network with the Korean timber logging in Malaysia. They become best buddy almost till the day that he died. Like his best buddy was actually the Korean company that become almost a long life friend, and they're also the one that helped him to build his business. But it was them preparing me, siapin bahasa Inggris, di tutorial, diajarin private lesson. So when Master Gopambudi wrote that book Without Borders, he did the interview, gurunya bilang, Iwan is the only person who can respond to me in English back gitu. Everybody else can't. Nah. Dan juga faktor mama yang never giving up. Tiap tahun sampai enggak anak kelas dibilang you can do better.
Wow. Enggak dimarahin, enggak di
No, it's actually interesting. They never really set an expectation that I have to be the number one. When I was struggling to build my business, they never say, look, kamu pulang aja deh, kamu bisnis kamu kecil. They actually allow me to be where I am today. And tiap tahun, you can do better, you can do better. Tiap tahun hampir gak naik kelas, you can do better. But one day, of course, that paradigm shift. Selain ketabrakan, balik lagi ditaruh di kelas di St. Louis. St. Louis is one of the best school. And I was being put in the best class. And I was like the worst of the high school being put in the best. Pacaran sama dengan the number five girls ranking in the class.
Okay, masih ingat ya?
Iyalah. It was, I mean, it was just like, of course, I mean, as a, it's environment that changed you. It's completely, it was nothing to do with, I wasn't dumb. I just saw myself being dumb and I haven't got the right circle of friendship. Now, I'm not regretting my friendship before that because they make me street smart. Karena dolan-dolan, temannya banyak. Academically smart, no matter how good you are, in 5 years, you're obsolete. You need to have friendship gitu. Betul. Jadi both you got to be academically smart, but also street smart.
Pertemanan.
Temanan harus banyak because it's they. In fact, that in USC, the USC, the America, University of Southern California, one of the course they teach is actually networking. They basically ask the people to say every week you have to meet somebody who is smarter than you. I think it's your statement or someone who says that if you are the smartest in your group is too small.
That's true.
You're the smartest and you're the authority.
Kalau kita orang terpintar di lingkungan kita, sebenarnya lingkungan kita masih terlalu kecil ya.
Terlalu kecil. It's the wrong crowd or you itu ya you go to grow gitu. So itu pertemanan pacaran dengan nomor 5 ya sebagai boyfriend ya, you learn from it and you before you know it you learn about tutorial. So it's actually a simple thing gitu Mary, Mary dalam hal too many of us are often superstitious or religious in the context of nothing wrong with faith ya kan. Enggak ada salahnya dengan iman tapi religious dalam hal Tuhan nanti buka jalan. The reality is that practice makes perfect. I was simply changing because I had the right friendship. Nomor satu di kelas itu, nomor lima di kelas itu. Lalu aku mulai ambil tutorial, chemistry, matematika, and all of this changes me. Practice makes perfect. Begitu latihan sekali, dua kali. I think Pak Obaja Tanto, salah satu gembala yang one of the best di Indonesia, yang really humble guy. You know him, right? He always say, pertama ya mungkin bodoh. Latihan lagi, kurang bodohnya. Latihan lagi sedikit bodoh. Kalau latihan lagi better gitu, lebih baik, lebih baik, and then one day you become menjadi expert because it's practice gitu. Simply it was the practice yang later on juga saya ngajarkan anak saya sebelum waktu dia ke Amerika. If you want to go there ke sana, you have to be the best. What do you do? Ambil tutorial lah yang simple step. Tutorial mentoring kan dengan Mary you mentoring people yang changes the way they do things. It wasn't really that they're dumb. They just don't know how to, and I didn't know how to. By the time I finished, my mathematics shoot up. My chemistry was getting into number like 80%. Sebelumnya 50, 60 tiap tahun matematikanya udah better gitu. But And I'm still drawing, yeah. Like because I love my architecture passion,
gambar
yeah. gitu. So yeah. that's how it started. Lalu, okay. but it was
Tapi
amazing.
Tapi dari situ kita bisa simpulkan nih bahwa kehidupan seseorang itu bisa berubah dari tempat yang mungkin very unfortunate atau mungkin background yang mungkin kelihatan tidak ideal. Tapi dua hal yang tadi saya dengar dari yang Pak Iwan adalah yang pertama adalah change your paradigm, cara kita yeah. berpikir, cara kita melihat dunia.
Big dream, ya. Yeah.
Yes. Dan yang kedua adalah change your environment, lingkungan yeah. tempat kita berada. Dan dua ini apa yang ada di kepala kita dan apa yang ada like di sekitar that. Kita itu benar-benar akan men-shape kita, membuat kita ya terus memampukan dan terus berkembang. Of course gak bisa cuma diem aja ya, tapi ya harus ya tadi kan keep improving, keep progressing
yeah. dan that's what you do too ya Mary ya. You have a dream, you come back dari Singapore to want to build the nation of Indonesia. Everybody says don't, right? Ngapain yeah. gitu. But that's your heart, your heartbeat. You have a dream that changes yeah. where everybody else want to come back to Indonesia for different purposes. There's nothing wrong.
Entul.
Tapi
Entul.
You have done it gitu. And you build and over time shifting here and there, your network grows and even some of my best friends are saying hello to you, right?
Oh,
some of the finest people in the country are saying, because they really like what you do gitu.
Thank you. Semua berawal dari mimpi. Itu yeah, kuncinya dari Pak Iwan yang saya selalu ingat sampai hari ini. Dan tapi banyak orang, Pak Iwan, mereka selalu melihat, ya mimpi kan seperti ini, tapi realitanya berbeda. Dan akhirnya they giving up. Tapi that's not your case. Karena aku baru-baru ini ngelihat postingnya Pak Iwan tentang your old house, your old photos gitu. Karena kalau
and I still have the hair, right?
yeah. Tapi aku pengen mungkin Pak Iwan bisa cerita singkat sedikit supaya mereka bisa tahu bahwa ketika tadi karena paradigm change, oke? Okay? Lingkungan change dan akhirnya you getting better and better every day. Yang tadinya dicap anak bodoh, enggak bisa apa-apa, tapi akhirnya no that's not right, gitu kan? Akhirnya ada progresnya. Di Australia punya mimpi besar, di negara yang besar, tapi awalnya realita nggak segampang itu,
never.
Ya kan? Nggak. Bahkan sebenarnya ketika Pak Iwan cerita, walaupun itu di kota Sydney, tapi juga harus tinggal di tempat yang memang pada saat itu it was very humble house. Dan sekarang luar biasa, you have the beautiful house di Sydney, overlooking Sydney Opera House, Harbour Bridge. Wow, and so many property. Ada berapa banyak property yang dibangun oleh Crown Group?
Kita udah bangun 4.400 apartemen, 23 big project yang skala 3.5 billion dollar.
Wow, yeah. Yeah. That was built over more than 20 years ya?
25 years,
yeah. 25 tahun. Jadi kalau ada satu key message menurut Pak Iwan, apa nih yang bisa membuat Pak Iwan bisa sampai sesukses itu?
Mm-hmm. Maybe three message.
Three message, oke, okay, kalau gitu ya. Karena nggak mungkin ada satu cara
yeah,
ya.
Yeah.
Three message, gimana caranya? Yangnya tadi kan, ketika kita punya mimpi, tapi realitanya sangat berbeda, gitu. So, apa yang bisa membuat Pak Iwan mengubah semua itu, mimpi menjadi realita?
I think, the thinking paradigm yang berbeda ya. Jadi, I used to think small, I get small result, gitu. But what happened after accident di Bali itu ya terjadilah the thinking big. And basically I said, I want to be the best I can. It doesn't mean that I can be better than somebody else, tapi I can just be the best I can. Kan? And so think big, but also not afraid and not being embarrassed, atau gak malu to start small. Gitu. Jadi apapun yang kita bisa kerjakan, kerjain aja. Whatever it is, right? Kebanyakan orang punya impian besar, tapi malu memulai sesuatu yang kecil.
Yeah.
Karena menurut mereka, we have to have this mengerjakan langsung yang gede gitu, yeah. And they don't understand that life is about practice,
yeah.
Creating prototype yang Jim Collins di bukunya Good to Great berkata tentang shoot the bullet, the cannonball after. In other words, dengan kata lain kita coba dulu deh, latihan 1, 2, 3, 4, lama-lama udah better, then you go to the next level. Karena hidup ini sebetulnya kan seperti kayak orang yang mau menuju ke puncak gunung kan. Kamu kayak nggak ada orang yang bisa langsung naik ke gunung on the same time tanpa training. Yeah. They will die along the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes the journey is about climbing up, acclimatizing, yaitu kata-kata menyesuaikan.
Menyesuaikan.
Kadang-kadang, wow, it's so much too hard gitu. Let me just rest first. Kayak training juga sama ya, dimana kalau langsung dipompa gitu nggak bisa. You have to go slowly, and then you get better, rest. Sometimes you just say, look, not enough. Let me rest. Mm. And then you go for the next level. Mm. I do believe everybody is a story. Everyone can be better. Mm. You can only get better, kan? Mm. Everyone. Gak bisa piano, bisa latihan piano. Gak bisa main badminton, bisa latihan badminton. Gak bisa public speaking, diajarin. Yeah. You teach them, they can become a public speaker.
Yeah.
I've seen people who become really good at public speaking. How? Training, practice, mm. right? So the thinking big, pada waktu sudah pindah ke Sydney, saya mulai bilang, I want to be the best I can. And then I did. I put a lot of hours. Big action, big dream, big action, kan? Mm. Tuh kumpulnya siapa? Yang terbaik lah. Mm. Because it's faster to ask people who knows how to get there, kan?
Mm.
So I did my degree, and then I did my architecture degree. Mm. Tahun pertama waktu high school, I was already getting the highest mark in mathematics, which is interesting, kan?
Yeah.
Lama berapa belas tahun sebelumnya was the worst, and now I was one of the best.
The best, yeah.
Because my Vietnamese friend, the refugee guy, yang datang dari refugee camp, yang boat refugee, was one of the smartest. Tiga kerjaan, Mary. Still, I'm the best. Why is that? It was no magic.
Yeah.
He did it for three. Dia kerja, latihannya kan banyak.
Yeah.
Jadi, because basically they just train things. They just do things more than that. He becomes better. Everything becomes easy, gitu.
Yeah.
So, think big and start small. Kerjaan kecil-kecil. Mm. Mulai kerja cuci piring. Right, so I was earning $3 sejam. Orang kan, wuih, buku itu 10 jam lagi, your clothes are so dirty.
Berarti sebagai perantau benar-benar mulai dari bawah juga ya?
I don't really need it secara financial, tapi aku mau latih diri. Latih mental, latih mau belajar kitchen tuh gimana sih. Maybe one day aku punya restoran gitu lah. So you kind of, segala itu aku anggap sebagai journey of learning. Jadi I'm not afraid of starting small kan. Cuci piring, ya gak apa-apa. Karena nanti you can learn something else. Oh udah belajar, oh gini to restoran gitu kan. Then I work in the pub, jualan beer segala gitu. Kadang-kadang orang Australia nanyanya kan gak karuan gitu bahasa Inggrisnya kan. Dia tanya, how do you get to here? Ya by plane lah, terbang lah. And I said, no, how do you get to here? Visa lu apa? Are you illegal immigrant? Gitu lah, tanya-tanya kan. And I said, no, I come here as a student. I work there, so you learn about pub system. Of course, many years later, segala yang kita kerjakan gini are not useless.
Yeah,
they form a puzzle, the big puzzle that complete the big picture. Kan?
Betul.
So I start small, and then I did my degree of architecture. I did it while sudah di uni. Aku udah mulai ngerjakan rumah-rumah orang.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was doing
apa design?
Design, okay. Garasi, pagar. Okay. Ada orang datang gitu bilang, "Can you design my extension, house extension, perpanjangan perpanjangan rumah gitu ya?" And I said, "Yeah, sure, I'll do it." Like kerja-kerja enggak dibayar. You know, they just don't pay you. I mean, a lot of people out there really can be mean, kan? But you just think it, say thank you, you know. I'm learning, kan? So you start small, kan? Betul-betul small, kerjain garasi, pagar segala, kerjain rumah sendiri. By the time I finish my uni, I'm already qualified to run my own business. Karena aku udah latihan begitu banyak. So you think we can start small, kan?
Okay.
And then dari situ kerja arsitek rumah, ya yang the one you saw in the picture, yang sunroom aku yang 2 meter kali 2.5, 2.5 meter ya, 5 square meter ya. That's a sunroom gitu. Di situlah aku taruh meja aku. I think you can see the picture yang
komputernya jadul.
So big, right? I should have kept that computer, right? It was the sunroom, computer accounting, drawing, everything is actually there.
Okay.
The one below, living roomnya menjadi tempat draftsman. Okay. Jadi kita employ the first student yang kita employ. So the home become the workplace.
Okay.
And then that's how we start. Of course, I realize working from home is never efficient. I don't believe in it because it's the culture of interaction, meeting with people. So today, when I'm rebuilding the new company, I said to them, do you want to be part of this one? You got to be coming because I want to meet you, feel your heartbeat, your vision and the like, right? So that's how it started. Think big, start small. And because the trying small is important, kenapa? Kegagalan-kegagalan yang kita harus alamin dulu sebelum kita getting better to the next level. Cash flow management yang kita nggak tahu. Klien yang nggak bayar utang. Nggak ada duit untuk bayar pegawai. Kerjaan 2 minggu lagi nggak ada. How do you do that? And then you learn by faith. Well, there's always gonna be an open door later on. Tapi kan nggak bisa. Ngajarinya gampang, encourage orang gampang, but how do you do it when you have no job in 2 weeks time? Tahu-tahu ada juga, and then with that, you also realizing your system has to grow because movement without a system becomes a monument. right? Movement is somebody, wow, I'm gonna wanna be IMPA of Indonesia, but without a system yang growing a business, a system, it becomes a monument. Orang lihat aja, oh, you were inspired, but it doesn't move. This is where system has to be in place. System, marketing, system selling, system accounting, system staff, semua harus growing to get there. Right? So that's the first one. The second one was, you know, I was driven by passion. I love architecture. I wasn't driven firstly by profit. I actually don't know how to count profit until about 5 years.
Okay.
Aku nggak bisa lihat profit sampai 5 tahun loh.
Iya, iya. Karena kan di awal itu kan pasti masih growing, 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 and there's no profit at that time.
Ya nggak tahu ngitungnya gimana.
Ngitungnya juga.
Accounting nggak ngerti. I'm an architect, right?
Iya.
So I don't know it. And tahun pertama turnover 50 ribu, gaji 50 ribu, profit zero. Sebetulnya kita rugi kan. Depreciasi mobil, telepon segala nggak dihitung. Sewa kantor nggak dihitung. So basically I lose money. Second year you grow it again. Dari jalan itu you meet with people gitu. So along the way you discover a way. This is where I said to people that think big but start it anyway even though how small it is. But because if you're passionate, you'll find a way. Ini yang Jim Collins berkata bahwa waiting for a great idea often is a bad idea. Just do it, gitu. Nah, sambil aku ngurusin di business, I was also involved in social organization, ngatur badminton di university, ngatur social kayak church organization. That practice, many years later on, of course, gives me the ability to do public speaking. Karena latihannya bukan School of Harvard, tapi Hard Knock kan.
School of Hard Knock, betul.
You go and speak. How?
It's tougher, ya.
Kayak apa?
It's tougher sebenarnya daripada in Harvard, School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, maybe I was learning it from my mom and dad waktu dulu belajar berenang di Pangkalan Bun, gimana caranya? Dikasih selendang, lemparin aja ke sungai. You have to survive, right?
Bener, kalau nggak dimakan buaya.
Atau tenggelam, gitu.
Yeah.
Nggak ada yang namanya, oh, swimming itu harus stylenya begini. It's just basically thrown in the deep end. So, when I was lucky enough later on building, waktu I'm no longer involved with that kan, building the church kan, karena diminta memimpin 12 tahun, I had the privilege of leading some of the finest Indonesian leaders, student yang datang. How do I do that? Lamparin aja mereka ke deep end. Next week public speaking offering. How? Don't worry, you'll sort it out 5 minutes before you'll get ready. And some of them were so amazing gitu. And you see talents that you have never seen. And you realize that confidence can't be built with teaching. Confidence can only be built by from success, small success that leads into the next success, training after training. So the passion that drives it, and of course that passion growing the architecture business, architecture growing at 150%, 300%, and then building up property development of Crown in 1996, gitu, ngumpulin dana, my startup company kan orang bilang sekarang kan. I started with $5 million capital injection, but where did it start? The small trust, rumah, pagar, garasi, dan aku bilang, ayo kumpul dana $100,000, kumpul-kumpul keluarga-keluarga yang aku udah kerjain rumahnya. Right? In fact, that managing people's money is dangerous. If you stuff it up, people will talk, right? You better not take their money, karena urusan lebih baik uang sendiri dulu. Try it dulu supaya tahu ini prototipenya jalan gitu kan.
Betul.
So, and that passion leads into profit in the future. Yang you've seen launches of Crown Group where we sell kayak 3,8 triliun in 5 hours, 100 triliun 1 jam, 1 hari aku have sold 10 triliun. It's like people said, how do you know that? It was passion that was led by, really, that leads into the profit. And the third one's really, aku orang tipe orang yang kreatif. I always create something new. So, the culture of innovation. And this is something yang penting banget karena ada statement yang berkata, Peter Drucker kan yang berkata, innovate or die. Aku waktu di Stanford taking my dad for hospital treatment di Stanford Hospital di sana, there was an article yang bertanya gini, who wants to kill Uber? The answer is obvious, taxi driver wants to kill Uber. They hate taxi driver. Taxi driver di Europe hates Uber, right?
Betul.
In fact, that they have territorial. Di sini no problem, you can be Uber and taxi driver, but it's just a the taxi driver wants to kill Uber, but the answer there, it's not just taxi driver that wants to kill Uber, but Uber themselves want to kill Uber, want to kill Uber. Jadi Uber sendiri mau membunuh Uber dengan cara reinventing, melihat cara di mereka pompa dana mereka untuk creating the new product, yaitu driverless car. Kalau udah driverless car, you don't need Uber kan. So in other words, company yang growing and keep continue to grow adalah company yang tidak pernah stay on their laurel. Oh, kita udah make it because
selalu
the problem
challenge themselves lagi.
The lesson is this: if you don't kill yourself, somebody else will kill you. Benar kan? Kalau kita tidak replace ourselves, menggantikan kita sendiri, banyak sekali orang-orang yang finding a new way. And then sebelum kita selesai, orang wow, kita udah ketinggalan. And that's a lesson yang menurut aku kebanyakan orang merasa sudah berhasil, lalu gagal. Because kata-kata di Bill Gates berkata, sukses itu adalah guru yang paling lousy, yang tidak
paling
baik.
Karena
dia membuat orang itu terlena bahwa dia tidak bisa gagal. The English word is success is a lousy teacher because it seduces smart people into thinking they cannot lose. So really interesting kan? Di mana kegagalan dalam hidup kita selalu karena kita udah pernah merasa berhasil.
Yeah.
So we stop and then before we know it, somebody else creates something new. Somebody else comes out with a fresh idea. Zaman kita sekarang. Yeah. Instagram, it was good. Facebook, it's outdated. Real live show. Everyone becomes a live story.
Yeah.
Banyak sekali orang bilang, oh saya tidak mau toxic dengan social media.
Yeah.
You're too late.
Yeah.
Now orang berkata, you're either AI or you're dead.
We have to embrace it.
Yeah, it's just interesting gitu.
Benar. I mean, I totally agree dengan banyak hal yang tadi Pak Iwan bilang ya. Maksudnya kalau banyak orang bilang bahwa, oh pengalaman adalah guru yang terbaik. Menurut saya yes, memang ada benarnya, tapi itu cuma sebagian karena seringkali pengalaman bisa menjadi hambatan terbesar kita untuk maju ke depan karena we always berpegang teguh terhadap kesuksesan kita yang dulu gitu kan. I done it before, ya udah cuma cara ini aja gitu. And I always remember this is what I always remind myself and told myself gitu kan. A test of an educated person. Ya, can I entertain new idea? Gitu kan? Can I entertain something yang definitely beyond my thinking atau beyond my usual things to do gitu. Karena sometimes kadang-kadang ya itu kalau kita merasa bahwa kita sukses, kita merasa bahwa kita educated, kita merasa bahwa kita paling pintar, ya itu awal dari kejatuhan kita sesungguhnya di masa depan nanti.
That's interesting ya, dengan Mary in your growth and your thing, you keep re-innovating ya.
We have to. So that's why I totally agree with you being creative and selalu men-challenge ourselves to be better. It's not easy, tapi it's a must, definitely.
Yes, I remember watching you bicara di Supermentor kan, and I know that you work really hard to speak, to deliver, sharing message yang bagus, very structured, very detail.
Thank you.
Yeah, kalau gitu aku yang jadi podcast interviewer aja gitu. Nah, that was amazing. No, I mean, you put yourself, you push yourself into always innovating kan, always like what you're doing now.
Thank you.
Apa yang dikerjakan sekarang ya, Mary. Yeah. It was innovating company platform under Mary Riana Group.
Gitu. Awesome. Keep learning and keep doing. That's why I'm learning so much from you as well, Pak Iwan.
I'm learning so much today too. Lihat apa yang Anda kerjakan gitu. You have done amazing thing.
Thank you. So now come the big questions. Sebuah berita yang sangat mengagetkan saya terus terang Pak Iwan, karena kan saya tahu Crown Group is very big. Udah dibangun 25 tahun dan hasilnya tuh nyata gitu. Setiap kali saya ngeliat di Sydney itu benar-benar gedung yang cantik, gedung yang indah gitu, dan saya selalu bangga, wow ini punya orang Indonesia loh, benar-benar orang Indonesia gitu kan. Dan bukan hanya di Sydney ya, tapi di banyak kota juga. Until recently, bulan lalu tiba-tiba saya melihat ada banyak artikel dan dengan judul headline, dua properti raksasa asal Indonesia pecah kongsi, and it was like a big saga. Dan Pak Iwan juga bilang, oh Crown Group itu masa lalu gitu. Pak Iwan Sunito buka suara, so there's so many headlines gitu. So bisakah diceritakan apa yang sesungguhnya terjadi?
Crown Group sendiri kan sudah 25 years ya. Jadi I think untuk orang Indonesia banyak banget, sayang banget gitu katanya kan. Company yang to some extent become the pride of the nation. Orang Indonesia kita di luar negeri bisa kompetisi di level dunia. not only compete tapi yeah. winning it gitu.
Yeah.
Sehingga dalam waktu singkat menjadi one of the best brand kan mm. dengan launches yang luar biasa, architecture yang amazing gitu yeah. yang till today kayak gedung Green Square kita mendapat award as the best, the world's best design project mm. gitu by UDI Urban Developer Institute Australia. Mm. So when this news happen, ya udah kayak itu deh kayak opera gitu. I have been silent karena menurutku you know, you build a partnership, sometimes it comes and it goes mm. and you stay, you know, you stay silent to your mm. own domestic mm. affair matter mm. gitu. Unfortunately that there was a release yang alleging something about certain thing mm. and accusing this and that, making statement mm. So what you saw dalam bulan Maret that yeah. Then I posted on my Instagram tentang yeah. I'm no longer silent mm. because I thought now the danger of not speaking is people can think that I'm guilty mm. or I'm wrong, right?
Yeah. Kalau kita diemin aja orang yeah. berpikir itu benar yeah. gitu ya.
I think most of the time it's better to stay on the high moral ground to mm. say nothing, udahlah mm. because success is the better punishment.
Yeah.
Orang ngomong suka-sukanya, it doesn't matter, right? Mm. And at the end of the day, walaupun kita defend, kalau kitanya nggak sukses, mm. the winner takes all.
Mm.
Essentially, people back the winner.
Mm.
So it's more important that you just focus on winnings, focus on being better mm. that you can. And at the end, everyone is gonna grow. You know, mm. like everyone is gonna do well in their life. Mm. I will do my own part. My business partner will do their own part. But what you saw was triggered by the release.
Mm.
Almost intentionally trying to destroy what they think that they can destroy my reputation mm. di Indonesia gitulah gitu.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I have
membunuh karakter nih.
Yeah, I have never wanted to choose media platform untuk to respond
mm.
because I have the platform.
Mm.
You know, I do have like thousands of publications every year.
Yeah,
I have the privilege of being. Film, in life story,
yeah.
books are being written, people interview me di Sydney, di China, di Singapore, di Korea, di Australia, di Indonesia. Yeah. I think people associate with me as the underdog.
Mm.
Yeah, orang Pangkalan Bun, kok bisa?
Yeah.
So it wasn't really because I was really doing well. It was just the contrast between orang deso, orang hutan, gitu kan. That was a life story. So when I speak around the world, I don't talk about me, and people responded simply mm. because they relate to my life story.
Mm.
And I never talk about how big this and that mm. to boast me, but it was more to show people that everybody is a story, right?
Mm.
But the split didn't happen last year, tahun mm. lalu. Tidak terjadi tahun waktu dia commence legal action. Mm. It happened 7 to 10 years ago.
Oh.
I think it actually happened even right from day one. I just didn't see it coming.
Okay, okay.
We're both different people.
Yeah.
I'm the vision, the structure, the builder of Crown. Like I am the one who loves architecture. And the way that we sell Crown Group is different.
Mm.
Karena Crown Group is selling lifestyle.
Mm.
It's Crown Group is not selling harga murah.
Mm.
Because to do harga murah, produk harus lebih murah, desainnya sembarangan yeah. segala, just basically go for the cheapest. It's almost, there's nothing wrong with that, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's just me, I love architecture, I love design, and yeah. I'm targeting somehow my architecture, I want it to be a legacy maker.
Mm.
I want my architecture last more than 50 years. Jadi mm. gedung aku tuh, I want it to be better.
Mm.
Makin tua, makin amazing.
Makin, yeah.
And the truth is that the most amazing architecture in the world, kayak Borobudur.
Yeah.
is actually more precious when it gets older.
Betul.
What was that? It's the design, it's yeah. the experience. It's nothing to do with materinya kan?
Mm.
Materinya stone-nya udah outdated,
mm.
teknologinya outdated.
Mm.
The surrounding is actually improved, but that building because of the design mm. is so amazing till today.
Mm.
Sydney Opera House, Sydney mm. Harbour Bridge, Paris Eiffel Tower,
mm.
St. Peter Rome, right? All of those architectures amazing.
Mm.
Some of our hotels in Bali yang amazing, kayak Aman Hotel,
mm.
Alila Uluwatu that's been designed yeah. by Oha, but it was amazing.
Yeah.
Just it was that's my push, right? But my business partner is different.
Mm.
But there's also a part of him that I really don't want to talk that was dangerous that I didn't see.
Mm.
But my wife saw it, but I ignore it
mm.
kind of thing. And but so
beberapa pattern yang sebenarnya sudah terlihat, udah pernah diingatkan sama istri, tapi you choose not to.
And I thought, look, you know what? Your personal matter is your personal matter. My personal matter is my personal matter. No, it doesn't.
Okay.
But it serves for a purpose, yeah.
Yeah.
So life is almost like, you know, sometimes there's a scaffolding, the building kan? Scaffolding tuh bahasa Indonesianya.
Mesin.
Bukan yang ini, yang struktur yang di luar itu, yang frame yang kayak bambu frame, frame yang untuk membentuk gedung sambil jalan begitu selesai dicopot gitu. Yeah. So life sometimes some people are untuk tujuannya untuk scaffolding, untuk support kita waktu kita bangun. Mm. So we did amazing thing, right? I mean, we did like think about company yang dari startup $5 million and then doing $5 billion job, making profit like there's never tomorrow, right? And building it to be like dari development ke hotel ke retail, launching dengan orang nggak bisa, never thought that it can be done. And then sekarang gedung-gedung kita menjadi satu tempat untuk shooting kayak Married at the First Sight, yang shooting yang di Australia, and it becomes famous because it's just amazing architecture gitu, an amazing building. But I'm different to my business partner, so you could start seeing the seed of it. But I've never been personal about that. But then it shifted into more that it's no longer a partnership. You know, when someone wants it, they just want to do it. Don't care about it. Well, there's no longer in partnership. So I thought I could bisa menyelesaikan dengan secara baik-baik. One time September 2022, I was kita lagi doa, me and my wife was praying, and I thought peace is better than war.
Yeah.
So I thought, let's just reach out to him daripada kita ribut.
Yeah.
Sebetulnya sebelum ini, aku udah bilang dia terus, Paul, we build a legacy. You don't want to destroy this, right? We've become wealthy men. We don't need one another. Like you have your sons, I have my kids. One day, there will always be an end. Selalu ada finishing kepada setiap partnership.
Yeah.
Either you will go or I will go, right? But we already made a promise.
Yeah.
No family involvement in our business. Yeah. It has to be no kids, nobody involved.
Yeah.
You and me, at the end of it, it's finished.
Yeah.
And then when kids starting to come, he brought the kids, I could start saying unaccountability. And I'm sure he has his own version about how bad I am, right? I mean, it's like everybody has two coins of the story. So September aku pikir udah cari dengan terbaik kita reach out in peace, seperti almost kayak like instead of you go into starting to go legal, kita datang damai aja deh. You take this and I take that. Yeah. Kayak Abraham sama Lot lah.
Yeah.
You wanna go right, I go left, right?
Soalnya kan the friendship is already built. I mean like you've been building this together for berapa 20 tahunan kan?
Yeah, I'm still cherishing that friendship.
Yeah.
Sampai hari ini aku masih bersyukur, selalu bersyukur.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that it happened because it's a class that I have to pass, kan?
Yeah.
So I said, you go left, I go right. No, it wasn't that. I want it all from the other side. So what started with a peaceful thing, and this is where, as much as you have faith, you have to be careful that. Hati-hati, karena not everybody has the same intention. So the pattern that I saw, that I didn't see, now starting to be visible by now, that the goal is actually a takeover of the business. And opportunistic atau aji mumpung orang Indonesia, right? So basically, at the weakest point, at your weakest point, they go really hard to try to go and break you. So that was September, bukannya jadi peace, escalate dengan pemecatan anak orang-orang yang diperceive to be in my division, termasuk pemecatan in about June 2023, setelah dia commence legal action in November, right? To just force his way, karena the pattern that he had before was legal action against certain family member, dia pikir he can also break me pakai legal. Karena legal di Australia mahal banget.
Yeah.
Itu once you go legal, you're talking about millions, ya.
Yeah.
And I was at the weakest point. Dia sikat jat, memaksa untuk memaksa yang in peace we reach this, but memaksa untuk menerima at a Bukan lagi kita, ya, you ambil ini, gua ambil ini, you bayar gua ini ya, gitu. Now you're paying me. Nah, kalau gitu ngapain kita pisah?
Yeah.
If I'm paying you,
yeah,
you're supposed to give me
yeah
massive money that he said he had, yang dia bilang dia ada tapi dia nggak ada. Anyway, so
yeah,
so that was nice, but it's also not nice gitu kan. Jadi kita pikir, wow, you know, November 2022, the okay whole, the whole world collapse.
Yeah.
The Iwan's world collapse. Yeah. Tahu-tahu semuanya crash.
How do you handle it? Maksudnya apa yang Pak Iwan rasakan dan alami saat itu?
This is something that, how do I handle it? I didn't handle it well. It was awful. Karena setiap orang yang kehilangan kerjaan, kehilangan sense of identity, mengalami hal yang sama, because that's my life. Crown Group is my life.
Yeah.
I build a whole business. I work really hard. Konstruksi divisi di Crown Group itu semuanya reporting ke aku. Aku yang building the whole structure team, accountability. Now you are in deadlock, the deadlock dengan partner kamu yang pada waktu itu perceived to have all the money in the world, and I'm running out of money. How do you deal? And then your time is limited. You know that your days are numbered. Of course, never. It's not easy, and you think about all the worst, and you think about all the possibility. Semua door is closed, and then one of the biggest killer dengan sebanyakan orang adalah condemnation, merasa guilty. Ya, yeah, religious upbringing. If you're good, kamu baik, kamu akan diberkati.
Yeah.
But if you're bad, this is why it happened to you. Inilah yang terjadi dengan kamu, Wan. Segala yang sudah bagus itu kamu rusak gara-gara persepsi kurang ini, kurang ini, kurang ini. So this is actually one of the biggest killer untuk orang yang religious.
Betul.
Which is karena kita mengukur berkat kita dengan kebaikan kita.
Iya. Yeah. How do you handle that? Karena itu sangat nyata ya. Karena kan sometimes kadang-kadang ketika ada unfortunate things happens.
Always.
Gitu. Apalagi kayak bad things happen, orang giniin, udah gitu sesuatu yang udah kita bangun hancur dan bahkan it affect a lot of things gitu kan. Sometimes kadang-kadang it will questions our faith. Kayak what did I do wrong gitu kan? Apa wah jangan-jangan ini kesalahan yang saya buat? Ini adalah karmanya, ini adalah hukumannya gitu. Kita ngerasa Tuhan hukum kita. And that kind of thoughts itu kan sometimes it can be very damaging dari kejadian itu sendiri kan.
It's the biggest killer kan ya.
Betul-betul. Killer. Yeah.
That's yang membuat kita tidak confident. Kita merasa kita salah. The other side is right. Keluarga kita juga mulai berpikir yang sama.
Yeah.
Orang-orang religious keliling kita juga mengatakan yang sama.
Yeah.
Maybe ada sesuatu yang kurang, sehingga makanya selama ini bisnis yang sudah dibangun 25 tahun hancur. That's your fault.
Mungkin kurang doa kali.
Yeah.
Mungkin kurang sedekah kali. Mungkin kurang suci kali.
Yeah.
Wow. Then how do you overcome it? How do you fight that negative thoughts?
You didn't. It's hard. For 6 months, dari November sampai bulan April, I was going through the lowest of the valley. The lowest valley, lembah yang paling dalam hidup aku. I have gone through a lot of valley. Contohnya valley nggak naik kelas. Kan contohnya valley bahasa Inggrisnya terbatas di Australia. Valley yang maybe one of the biggest was resesi 2004, global financial crisis. Project yang gak bisa jalan. So you've gone through valley. And I've probably one of the worst valley, the loss of my mom and my dad after, right? That was really personal. It was hard. It took me many years to recover, right? That was the worst. But this is like everything, you're gone, right? Just imagine that. You think that kita akan habis semuanya. Everything termasuk rumah kamu, termasuk identitas kamu, termasuk everything, and every day you wake up with condemnation, and you know that you think kita pikir kita akan habis gitu. For 6 months itu yang membuat kita lagi go through the valley itu. You go through the depression. Now you know what it means to be depressed. Sebelumnya waktu saya 12 years ago when I was building the church for 12 years, kasih ayat aja, nyanyi dong, doa yang lebih banyak. Pernah teman aku, superintendent gereja kita, yang juga go through depression, orang bule. You don't understand, katanya. Sebelumnya katanya, semua orang yang datang, aku bilang doa lebih banyak. Kamu kurang suci. Coba kamu nyanyi. Ingatin ayat. Have faith. Speak life. Until he has depression himself. Orang superintendent aku, orang dari Canberra, dia bilang, I don't understand that. Now I realize what it really means. Ya kan? But it's important for all of us to go through that period supaya kita juga ada empathy kepada anak-anak buah kita, kepada anak-anak kita, kepada keluarga kita, kepada our staff, our people around us. People go through that period. But what the important lesson is this one, right? Just learn to rest so that you can live for another day to fight. Because the tomorrow, things can change. Itu aja. The key message for the next 6 months was just survive. Jadi itulah yang aku cuma tiap hari, I almost thought I'm gone. But I'm glad that I didn't do the silly thing. Where people, when they do go through depression, they think about two things, kan?
Yeah.
Only two things. That's why they always ask you two things, yeah? Have you kamu pernah berpikir untuk menyakitin diri sendiri? Atau kamu pernah berpikiran untuk menyakitin orang lain? Everybody goes through depression. Kalau ke hospital dipertanyakan oleh dua hal itu, ya. So all that negative thoughts, shortcut, how to finish it all. Maybe if you're not there, it can be better. But I'm glad counsel yang baik, misalnya my son is saying, Dad, do you think that he would be kind with your family if you're not fighting? If he did it to his family, he's not going to do it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, 6 month valley, and what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. After a while, you get used to losing everything, thinking that you lose everything. Then you start from zero. Everything else is better. Okay, orang prisoners of war, refugee camp. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, because now you're ready to lose everything, and you know that the worst of the worst, still okay. Now, then the next 6 months of period dari April sampai bulan Agustus, 4 months, ya?
2023.
It was recovery and fighting period. April, aku bilang sama istriku, in the middle of all, kita pindah dari kantor yang, you saw my office, 700 yeah, square meter, yeah, over Harbour Bridge view, and not Harbour Bridge, but the harbour, right?
Yes, the harbour.
And office school, you know, it's massive, it's beautiful, and we got amazing offices. Now I have to, just to build my basic, untuk kayak resistance camp, right? It's a war. You gotta win. Pin pakai kafenya kita yang di Green Square Hotel kita. But you're in a coffee shop. You're working from a coffee shop table. After about 2 months, you get depressed. Pindah ke kantor hotel kita. Aku ada unit. Aku pindah itu 50 square meter. Gak ada sunlight. You get depressed with that sunlight, right? Jadi itu betul-betul gak ada office meeting roomnya. Basically dilaporin lagi. But you know, while kita bangun ini, partner-partner yang big firm yang mau join aku di teleponin kiri dan kanan.
Yeah.
But what the enemy often, yang musuh intended atau rencanakan untuk kegagalan kita, jadi berkat untuk kita later on. Ternyata proyek-proyek yang aku gak batal-batal sama partner sama mereka, government kasih aku bonus 30% bulan Agustus 2023 onward.
Wow.
Unbeknown. Of course 30% of my project is hundreds of millions of profit,
yeah,
gitu.
Yeah.
Dananya gak ada, tau-tau make a few hundred million. Just think about that in that context. Jadi April aku lagi, kita move ke office yang kecil. I said to my wife, kita kan selama ini ke Jepang gak pernah lihat sakura.
Yeah.
2 days time we go to Japan. But this time kita dana yang terbatas punya. Maksudnya bukan terbatas apa, I have money but I know the day is numbered.
Betul.
Right? I know the end is near. You know what? Mentor aku berkata gini, yang ngajarin aku waktu bisnis pertama, kalau aku lagi pusing, lagi stres, aku dolan-dolan aja. What?
Bersuka cita.
Bukan,
mencari,
dolan-dolan.
Dolan-dolan,
main-main, jalan-jalan.
Gitu,
jalan-jalan keluar negeri aja aku katanya. That doesn't make sense. Gak masuk akal. Lagi stres, kan duitnya mepet. Harusnya ya mepetin, pahitin, kerja lebih keras lagi. No, you're useless katanya. Kalau you lagi stres, lagi depressed, kamu akan membuat keputusan yang salah. Udah jalan-jalan. So I said to my wife, we don't really have a lot of budget, let's just go on economy to Japan. Sorry this time, aku gak mau, gak bisa budgetin untuk bisnis. Selama ini kita bisnis selalu, sekali-kali ini ekonomi, ya. Hotel biasanya yang baik-baik lah, ya, yang pokoknya. Nah this time budget aja deh. 5 days ke Jepang karena mampunya cuma segitu waktu itu bulan April. And then I went there and it was just mulai kita jalan. Kita cari sakura dari Tokyo naik lagi ke atas, naik ke atas akhirnya sampai ke tempat fur anyway so sampai kawling atas terakhir terima ke atas. But this time I'm already 3 days dari jalan tiap hari. So every day dokter di Jepang jalan 18,000 step every day. Stresnya masih stres. But this time aku kecapean. Udah pulang hotel, hotelnya kecil kamarnya. Right. My wife always complain. Next time katanya kalau kita make money lagi, aku enggak mau yang kayak gini ada. Karena my wife is a very conservative dalam hal irit orangnya. Yeah. Dia sangat-sangat amazing dalam hal tidak mau spend money. Yeah. Sampai kalau aku bilang beli aja itu tas itu, beli aja buat apa kita make business? Nanti orang we have to enjoy what we do, right? Yeah. Sebelumnya dia enggak mau. Sekali dia bilang, "Pokoknya next time aku beli tas ini deh, plus ini." Ya silakan aja lah whatever you want, but you know, I know that she will not do it. Yeah. She's not that type anyway. It's not my type. We don't spend money for the purpose of luxury untuk so
much. But we are both a thrifty person, kan? Maksudnya, we don't really spend so much.
Yeah, you don't do it for boasting, yeah, people. We don't. Not that type, gitu. Yeah. Hari ketiga, I break my sleeping pattern. Aku mulai tidur, karena aku udah physically tired. When physically tired, our brain stop functioning. Nggak bisa lagi ketidur, 8 jam tidur, 8 jam, 8 jam. Then the brain starting to get together. The brain starting to combine together. Yang mulai berpikir yang normal. Sebelumnya aduh abis deh. Aku biasanya pakai the word but tapi. Biasa kan orang tapinya negatif ya.
Yeah.
Bisa berhasil tapi gagal. Yeah. Aku bukan tipe orang gitu. Tapi aku selalu positif. Orang lain bisa gagal tapi kita pasti bisa berhasil. Dunia mungkin gak bagus tapi kita pasti punya jalan. My butt is always positive. Jadi segala yang aku pakai tapi selalu positif. Waktu depression tapi ku negatif semuanya. Iwan.
Yeah, we think of the worst.
Iwan, orang bilang, crown is you, Iwan. You're the identity. Even you remember crown, who do you remember, Mary?
Yeah, you.
Exactly, why? The designer, the creator, the brand, the building of the system, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't think that way. I just thought that, tapi gak bisa lagi deh. Umur segini bangun lagi. Impossible. Ini pasti kalanya. Tapi, ini gak bisa dijual. Everything was negative. But after 3 days, kita jalan di, kita ketemulah sakura pertama kali. And it was just amazing that suddenly when you walk, you're fresh. There was a sense of relief. And then I sang for the first time after about 6 months. Gak ada yang ngajarin loh, suruh nyanyi gitu-gitu. Because I couldn't sing. Udahlah jangan bacain aku ayat deh, udah aku depressed, I just want to sleep gitu. I don't want to meet with anybody. Orang kasih bilang gini, and they said, look, take depression tablet. But what's worse about depression tablet adalah, it brings you down below. The next day, you become worse gitu. Jadi every day you got to fight a few hours to get back. My best advice is go on holiday, see new thing. Kan? Mulai nyanyi lagu yang, you know, I can't sing it today, but it was a song that says that, apapun yang terjadi dalam hidupku, Tuhan selalu baik. Oh. Do you remember that song, Mary?
Lagu Indonesia?
Lagu Kristen yang, it's essentially says apapun yang terjadi dalam hidup kita, Tuhan tuh baik.
Yeah.
Apapun yang aku laluin dalam hidupku, Tuhan Yesus itu baik. Now I'm a different. I was a preacher before, right? I don't preach anymore, so I'm not saying this because aku nggak bicara ini karena aku pendeta. I have stopped preaching sejak mamaku nggak meninggal gitu. So 7 years aku belum khotbah sama sekali karena aku merasa not my job for now. One day I will maybe, but I love motivation training system, but I want to stay a bit more non-religious for now, right? But it was just suddenly you feel kayak tau-tau kayak merasa kayak the word is anointing.
Yeah.
Urapan, jamahan, and you're restored spiritually, like you feel the warmness, and then you just feel, wow, I know that this is gonna be good. That's a break of the condemnation. Dimana apapun yang kita lakukan, Tuhan itu baik.
Yeah.
We are good not because we are good, it's because He is good.
Yes.
Trainer aku yang ngajarin aku, ateis, he's not a religious, dia bilang, Iwan, that's a different between religion, bedanya religion dengan faith. Oh, what? Orang nggak ke gereja, nggak itu segala. Religion says, berkata bahwa kalau kamu baik, kamu akan dapat yang baik. Faith berkata, it will be good no matter what. Because God is good.
God is good all the time.
Yeah, it was from there on, nggak ada condemnation. April balik, aku ganti lawyer aku. Aku tamanya lawyer up. You just basically scale up your lawyer. Aku dapat aku cari lawyer yang terbaik. My network, my asset adalah my friendship, my intelligent friendship. Aku kan kenal chairman di situ, and they are the one that help me. Right? They say, lu pakai lawyer ini, pakai lawyer ini. Aku lawyer up. Aku assemble. Aku yang namakan Churchill War Room. It's a World War II now. Yeah, and then I was watching Suits, Harvey Specter movie.
Oh, wow.
Netflix.
I right? watched that movie
you
too.
You do, right? Yeah. Nonton terus gitu, and you just inspire yourself. Fight for another day. Find a different way. There's a different angle to everything, right? Setelah selesai, setelah 38 chapter, udah bosan juga kan? Mulai watching World War II game. And then you're starting to see how war are being won. How war can be lost gitu in war. So you're starting to contextualize the whole thing. Because the same strategy untuk war, kemenangan Jerman menyerang Europe, Inggris, how do they win? Jepang nyerang Indonesia, Asia, gimana mereka dikalahkan gitu. So I learn that every day I just soak myself untuk memberi konteks sehingga fight ini tidak lagi tidak lagi stressful, menjadi contextual. And then I said to my wife, said by September 2023, apa yang kita hilang akan direstorasi. She's very devout, right? Aku nggak mau doa, dia suruh aku doa terus. Aku ikutin aja daripada kita ribut kan. Happy wife, happy life, right? No, it wasn't that. It was good. Like, she always asks us to pray, and I just pray. Sometimes I can.
Yeah,
it's
the power of the praying wife.
I mean, it was positive. My wife is always positive. My wife just say, look, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be fun. By September, itu bulan Mei, 2023. So November 2022, the next 6 months was the valley.
Yeah.
April holiday, restorasi, dari situ tracking up. By May, my wife said, by September 2023, aku percaya pasti apa yang kita hilang, kelihatannya akan hilang, akan restorasi. So I said to my lawyer, you do what you need to do, but it will not break him. I will strategize a certain thing, and he will break in 3 months, dia bilang. And said, how? I said, here's my strategy. But number one of all, dia bilang, is that me, aku Iwan Sunito dan company One Global Capital harus bergrowing, harus growing resources dan kapasitas. Karena percuma komplain dengan orang jahat.
Yeah.
Winners takes all.
Yeah.
People back up the winner. If you lose, you're nobody. If you win, you're somebody. Even the most people yang kita investasi yang terbaik, if we lose, you're nobody. So that's the reality of life. You can. I have to grow. I have to build myself. So I said to my lawyer, you do what you need to do. Aku boleh kasih tau trainer aku. You train me up 3 days a week now. Kamu tiga, bukan 2 hari lagi, 3 hari. You pump me up now. I'm getting ready for the next war. June, July, dia mulai kelihatan. Breaking. August, he breaks. He was running out of fun. He's running out of people. Orang-orang yang ikut-ikut dia yang gara-gara takut gak dibayar mulai merotoli. Karena people follow vision. They don't follow money. They follow vision, right? So, August dilikuidasi dengan court. I said, thank you. You just fall into my trap. Because I was gearing him up into likuidasi. Aku arahkan untuk daripada aku pakai pengadilan atau pakai lawyer. Persiapan untuk pengadilan itu mahal. To say yes is cheaper. Dia yang panik sendiri ke court itu ratusan ribu dolar.
Okay.
I said just say yes, thank you.
And justru sengaja Crown Group liquidated. It was
better. It's the best, the goal. Karena kenapa? Dua partner 50-50 nggak bisa putusan, habis juga perusahaan kan. Costnya jalan terus. Aku gear, aku structure surat siapin, bang it goes there. Begitu likuidasi naik, semua yang nggak kita pikirkan, teman-teman telepon yang bank ini, bank itu semua. Do you need money? Huh? I said, yeah, of course. Dana ngocor. Ada satu bank bilang gini, udah ini, kita approve kamu 3 triliun. Go and buy the company. Kamu ke bank yang utang-utang, beli aja semua utangnya. Huh? Bisa kah gitu?
Wow.
That was 3 triliun. Aku ke bank satu, kita kan utang kamu 1 triliun. ini satu triliun aku mau beli kamu. Oh nggak bisa, kita harus jadi Switzerland. We have to be neutral. We can't just sell it to one of the. Kita nggak bisa jual ke satu orang. Nanti perceive orang gimana gitu. Yeah. The reality sebetulnya mereka bisa. Coba mereka milih tidak gitu. So dari situ mulai bangun, and then the businesses continue to grow. So what's the lesson there? It was like just survive another day and then keep firing and keep waking up in the morning. Get rid of this condemnation, rasa bersalah untuk bahwa sesuatu itu karena kita baik baru diberkati. Setelah likuidasi skala sekarang kan, we Jumat lalu, Jumat Easter itu apa bahasa Indonesia nya?
Pasca. Jadi Good Friday dan
tanggal berapa Easter. Itu ya? Tanggal
apanya nih?
Hari Jumat itu tanggal 8
berapa ya? 29, 29.
29 ya?
Maret.
Ya, oke. 29 Maret ya. Aku bilang lawyer aku, jangan disubmit penawaran kita untuk beli Satyo out. Karena pada saat ini saya fully funded untuk beli company. Out of the blue, orang follow vision, Mary. People don't follow the person, they follow the vision. By this time, dana aku ngocor, ngalir ke aku. And it was just like, how did you get there? By this time, aku bilang istriku, gila ya. We were almost, I thought I lost everything, but I haven't. Yeah. But this time aku lihat asetku di luarnya Crown, 10 kali lipat daripada aset dia di luar Crown. Of course he's gone. Gitu. Lalu aku bilang mereka tanggal 29, which is my birthday date, ya, 29 July, right? Yeah. 29 March. Aku bilang, tolong submit, bukan karena itu, karena itu hari Easter, kematian Tuhan, Yesus. I believe that the old crown will die, the new crown will rise from there on. Just submit an offer. Kita submit offer, kali ini 600% daripada penawaran dia yang pertama. So I said, here's the money, but I give you 1 week, take it or leave it. Satu minggu, kita bayar dalam 2 bulan. So, it was amazing how things changes gitu dalam hal, as long as you don't give up and fight for another day, and you just get better, 1% better every day, atomic habit. So, makanya one global t-shirt sekarang di belakang kita tulis 1% better every day. Just get better every day. Okay. Just keep climbing and rest if you must, but just keep climbing. Keep telling the whole world about your passion. Cari deal terus gitu. Structure deal. Don't give up. Talk until you find a way to crack it gitu. And today, of course, the One Global Capital project kita sekarang $6 billion with profit. 5 times more than Crown within 1 year. Aku kemarin aku bilang istri aku bilang, gila ya. 25 years ago, aku mengumpulkan dana $5 juta. 25 years later, aku sekarang nanyanya, kamu mau gak ikut? Total dana mau dikumpulkan 5 triliun. Dari tiga orang aja. 150, 200, 150. Selesai. I said, how did we get there? But I, 1 tahun setengah lalu, aku rasa aku akan hilang semuanya. But it's, again, I think it was thinking big, start small, passion, and innovate terus gimana. And it was just amazing gitu dalam hal bahwa that if you don't give up gitu, like I think kalau journey my life phase number one ya, I don't give up, belajar ternyata bisa juga sekolah, ternyata bisa dapat honors degree, sekolah kerja di Australia 5 tahun nggak bisa lihat hasil, as long as you don't give up, nggak menyerah, just get better 1% lebih baik tiap hari, apa itu? Belajarlah sekarang real, because aku sekarang baru tahu the old Instagram, Facebook udah dead, real 45 second, 30 second, belajar. Aku tanya anakku, gimana, how do you do real? Aku bilang, kamu can you work for me? Aku bilang sama Michelle, the youngest, Michelle, kamu bisa gak ngajarin your dad how to do real? Dia males lah, dia kadang-kadang, dad,
dia bilang, anak-anak sekarang reels, TikTok, gitu kan,
30 second, video. 15 second, anything less than that, gak dibaca udah. And then said, Dad, you're smart enough to work that yourself. Well, you're such a lazy Dora. You don't want to help me. Keterlaluan. But malam-malam belajar. First shooting, second shooting. That shooting, you get better. And then I baru belajar sekarang. the new way of marketing, the new way of building the brand, and the new way of teaching yourself gitu ya. Jadi, you know, it's 1% better every day. Just focus on that incremental, live by the moment. Just aku dulu orang yang erratic. Semua mau tak pikirkan. Meeting sama orang lihat handphone terus. Today, no, well, let's have a meeting. My mind is here. Live by the moment. Walk 10,000 steps every day. 15,000 because sleep is number one. You don't sleep, you're gone. Right? Tolong, tapi enggak bisa tidur kalau kita enggak capek physical. Capekin aja jalan ke lawyer, jalan sini, jalan sana. Pokoknya satu hari lihatlah 10,000. Try that one day. Don't worry about not pray. Nanti pray-nya kembali, nanti nyanyinya kembali, tapi physically you sleep. Lalu exercise. Karena kita jalan, kita healthy. Kita sebelum meeting ke teman orang, kita udah jalan dulu. Sebelum ketemu sama Mary, aku udah swimming jam 5.30 pagi. Why? Because I need to get myself ready to fight. Kalau enggak, aku akan capek. Capek-capek interview, my brain is not connected. My brain's not connected. Aku kan mau give up gitu. So, yeah, it was a living hell. That was, but the amazing thing is, the future is amazing.
It is, it is, and it's a real life example. The greater the test, the bigger the testimony. And this is what exactly what you just did, gitu. I think it's a great testimony yang pasti akan memberikan penguatan bagi banyak orang. Bagaimana apa yang manusia bisa rencanakan untuk menghancurkan kita, sesungguhnya bisa Tuhan balikan untuk menjadi sebuah berkat yang luar biasa. And that's just happened.
And
in your life,
I don't hate my business partner. I cherish that friendship. Aku mau stay remembering the good thing. Tapi everyone has the fight was good fight. So jadi kita dikasih tes yang jauh lebih besar karena yang ngasih tes tahu kita pasti lulus if you don't give up. Tapi tes itu diperlukan untuk kita naik kelas ke level yang lain. Jadi waktu sekarang saya aku lihat Nvidia CEO yang baru, yang Nvidia yang AI technology itu, dia bilang gini, doa aku pada semua orang adalah supaya kamu dapat suffering, dapat masalah dalam hidup kamu, because masalah itu membuat kamu jadi lebih kuat. Aku pikir benar juga. Anak-anak kita mau uang lebih, you work out there, you work for yourself. Anak yang paling kecil, yang Michelle yang nggak mau ngajarin saya tik real itu. Dia bilang, Dad, I got this job here, but it's really tough, you know. Call center. Dia bilang, good. What time do you, kamu jam berapa start? Jam 3, selesai jam 11 malam. Good, you do it. Karena membentuk karakter. Karakter yang berkata bahwa apa, setiap tes dibawa dalam hidup kita, karena tes itu kan membuat kita menjadi lebih persevere. Yaitu bisa daya tahan kita lebih kuat. Perseverance yang akan membuat faith. Yang iman yang membawa hasil. Jadi tes ini dibawa untuk semua kita, untuk kita bisa naik kelas gitu. So now ada tes, bring it on. Gak ada lagi, aduh Tuhan, salah apa aku ya, ada dosa apa hari ini. Have I thought about the worst thing? The reality adalah we are going through good and bad at the same time. At the same minute that we have a blessing, we have problem. All of that is for good gitu. Jadi sekarang bangun tidur, fun, bring it on. What's the problem now? He does the wrong thing. Okay, good. Take it up. Soar higher. Terbang lebih tinggi lagi. Di blok kiri, terbang lebih tinggi lagi. So it was actually fun. Gitu. Nah, now to look back, I said, no, I'm ready to go back to Indonesia to fulfill my vision. Itu yang apa yang terjadi ini was ready for me to go for the next level. Dana-dana funding yang gila. How did I get these people at? Nggak bling at 5 trillion. They're not coming from Indonesia. They're coming from all over the world. Teman-teman yang menjadi posisi pemimpin yang sudah disiapkan menjadi teman kita 15-20 tahun lalu. The small trust that develop into big trust. Teman-teman yang ngasih dana 3 triliun untuk project, ternyata project yang berhasil. Bukan ternyata, we did it well beyond their expectation.
Wow. And suddenly saya tiba-tiba jadi teringat, is your name Han?
Juan?
Juan?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Artinya kegembiraan walaupun di saat susah.
Oh, you remember that? You masih ingat itu ya? Mama yang kasih kan ya?
Dia dikasih sama mama. yang memang akhirnya Juan itu jadi Iwan, tapi ya yeah, it's within you bagaimana terus bisa menjaga sukacita dan tetap keep hopeful.
Not always.
Even during the tough time.
Gak selalu kayak gitu. But now I am. Gak ada depression, gak ada stress sama sekali. Every day is just fun. Jadi methodically structured, set the goal pelan dengan sedikit demi sedikit cari akal untuk ke arah sana. There's no question, dan gak ada lagi doa ini. Tuhan, kalau kamu mau, tolong buka pintunya. Tapi kalau kamu tidak mau, tutup. That means you really don't know what you want. If you want it, you pray that it will be open. Ngapain kalau gitu? Of course, gak usah doa gitu, because yang doa yang seperti itu yang membuat kita sebetulnya ragu-ragu.
Yeah.
Is it for you? Is it not for you? Gitu kan?
Yeah. My last questions for you. Karena saya yakin pasti banyak juga yang mungkin selama 3 tahun belakangan ini mengalami masa-masa sulit, mungkin depresi seperti yang tadi Pak Iwan pernah ngalamin, bukan hanya break up in terms of business partner, tapi mungkin break up in terms of family, udah mungkin nikah bertahun-tahun tapi tiba-tiba ternyata sadar bahwa he's not there, mungkin gak satu visi lagi, you know, it's all those terrible things yang sometimes membuat kita down ya. Tadi Pak Iwan bilang di saat-saat seperti itu ayat gak mempan, orang mau ngomong apa juga gak mempan gitu kan, mau doa susah, mau buka mulut memuji, walaupun secara logika iya, tapi kan susah gak bisa gitu kan. Tapi I believe there's this spiritual encounter or spiritual power yang is still there and keep alive, that you know you have to keep the faith. So how do you keep that small little faith? Apa yang bisa Pak Iwan sampaikan, dan what keep you hopeful?
I wasn't, yeah. Wow. ini lebih gampang ngomongnya, tapi susah dijalaninya gitu kan. Maksudnya itu adalah dan realitasnya bahwa kita perlu mengalaminya. Ada ayat yang berkata, all things, segalanya bekerja untuk kebaikan kepada umatnya. Segalanya. Segalanya means good, not so good, really bad, ugly. Right? Segalanya. Tapi bekerja bersama untuk membentuk dalam hidup kita. Ya. So, I think to me is go through it, just survive. Live for another day. Just make sure that you don't make stupid decision. Don't, gitu. Now, just surround yourself, kumpul terus waktu dalam ke depression stage. Keluar. Teman-teman yang tahu tentang orang ini, tarik mereka untuk keluar terus. Paksa mereka keluar. Ajak mereka kumpul. Ajak mereka makan. Don't leave them alone. Yeah. They're not stupid. Mereka tidak orang yang mau do stupid thing.
Yeah.
The brain goes crazy.
Yeah.
Otaknya udah gak functional karena kurang tidur. Setiap orang kita kan begitu. But untuk teman-teman kita juga yang kerja kantor, have a break. Every 3 months, 4 months, aku sekarang jalan-jalan aja. Udah 1 minggu, 3 hari, break it, because you're useless kalau kita fighting terus. Besok, as long as you fight for another day, kadang-kadang bukan kesalahan kita, bukan karena kita pinter, karena the enemy, orang lain, situasi berubah, or they make the wrong decision in their life. And sometimes it's yang kita gak bisa pikirkan. Gimana open door, yang selalu ada jalan di mana saat pun juga gitu ya. Jadi, just live for another day. Live it long enough sehingga menjadi apa yang menurut kita kehilangan yang the biggest is actually nothing. Kalau kita lihat banyak sekali leader-leader yang luar biasa, yang termasuk yang orang religious atau yang gereja atau yang lain gitu, they become somebody because they go through really hard time kan. Kayak saya sekarang, I have a policy in the company. Udah, tiap 3 bulan, have a break. Slow stop. No, if you don't take your holiday leave, I'm not paying you.
Dipaksa harus libur.
Paksa, because I was going through that depression gitu. Jadi, tapi begitu dia keluar, baru kita sadar benefitnya. Sebetulnya aku pernah dengar soal ini tentang Lee Kai Sing, the richest man in Hong Kong, and one of the richest in Asia. Dia bilang kalau kita punya uang, 10%-nya harus dialokasikan untuk holiday, untuk lihat kemana. Because when you go out, lihat sesuatu yang baru, brain, energy, excitement, endorphin kita kicks in. That's how you fight, gitu. And as long as you keep firing, you'll find out. Kita akan mencoba, akan melihat jalan yang baru, gitu. Jadi teman-teman pull them out, jangan ditinggalin. Kedua adalah ketemu banyak orang, olahraga, bukan olahraga atau jalan, jalan dah gitu, jalan seharian gitu. Pokoknya just you know your iPhone will tell you 10,000, nggak cukup 15,000. Yang penting tiap malam tidur gitu, live for the moment yang last. Hari ini ada udah bagus gitu. Just focus on the moment. Waktu kita panik gimana? Tugas di depan kita ini apa? Just do that thing, Teh. And then the next one, and the next one. Aku garanti deh, semua tes itu dipekasikan kita untuk kita lulus supaya kita bisa siap the next level. Kebanyakan businessman yang berhasil gak pernah gagal atau pernah hampir bangkrut. I think I was, now I know what it means. It was like, wow. And I thought it was interesting gitu kan. Dulu, this is my face. Iwan Sunito version number 2 lah. Gitu. Versi number 2 untuk to say like, guys, you know, kalau dulu kan aku bilang don't give up because there's still hope.
Betul.
Masih ada harapan. Tapi same principle, change your environment. Change your environment. Environment Anda, lingkungan Anda rubah. Lihat traveling, lihat sesuatu yang baru. Jangan terbangnya ke tempat yang sama gitu. Jangan cuma perginya ke Gunung Bromo gitu. Go outside. Contohnya aja orang tua saya kan, what changes about our family? Papa yang investasi untuk ke luar negeri.
Betul.
Gak ada garansi harus berhasil. But environment, lingkungan yang merubah. And then you live for another day to fight. And then after that baru kamu bisa lihat, wow, bahwa Tuhan itu baik bukan karena kita baik, tapi karena Dia baik. And that's all that matter. Dia tahu kok kalau anaknya nakal-nakal kadang-kadang. Waktu fighting ini ya, let me close with this one. Maybe I ask you one question. Aku bilang sama istri saya, dan banyak orang religious gitu, yang puras in guilt mode, guilt mode, rasa bersalah.
Rasa bersalah.
Statementnya begini, kalau kamu tidak berubah, Tuhan akan menghancurkan kamu supaya kamu dipermalukan. Contohnya gitu. Setelah waktu kita fighting, saya bilang, that doesn't make sense. Kalau anakku nakal, senakal-nakalnya dia, tetap anakku, tetap aku akan bela dia. Aku sebagai bapak gak mungkin pernah berpikir, gue hajar aja anak gue, biar habis-habisan. That would be crazy father. How much is our heavenly father? Gak mungkin. Pemikiran itu the wrong thinking, yang membuat orang merasa guilty, yo harus ke gereja. Wrong thinking. The father and the mother always think, ya nakal udah biasa. I know pasti nakal, but I will still fight for them. If I have to choose who is gonna win, it'll be my son and daughters to win. I don't really care if they're wrong, because they're my son and daughters. Gitu. That's what happened. Aku bilang, now aku bilang, fight ini bagus enggak? Now you see what my wife said to me dulu. Pattern-pattern yang kelihatan ini terjadi. Fight ini, legal case yang dia commence itu good. Perperangan legal ini bagus sekali karena mengakselerasi kita harus berkembang. Anak buah saya yang dipecat dengan secara tidak layak, tidak benar itu dengan dalih yang tidak yang salah. Sekarang harus sudah membuka bisnis sendiri. Kenapa? You have to survive within 6 months, nggak ada duit lagi. So that was really, and so in a way that it was just, you learn about this, that whatever you go through, he's good. Jadi cerai, he's still good. Kehilangan anak, he's still good. Kehilangan bisnis, fight back. It's all for good gitu. Dan and maybe it was my question to you, Mary.
Thank you for answering all my question. Sekarang Pak Sunito, Pak Iwan boleh nanya satu pertanyaan.
What doesn't make you stop doing what you do, yang membuat Anda selalu on fire? Because you're alive gitu, dalam hal aspirasi, selalu bicara, selalu bikin ide-ide yang baru gitu kan. And you, I'm pretty sure, aku yakin banyak sekali momen-momen yang Anda juga akan doubt yourself ya. Pasti ragu-ragu. Momen yang merasa, well you know what, it's, there's no point, gak ada gunanya untuk mengerjakan ini untuk orang. They haven't thought about you, right? Maybe you're not good enough. Maybe somebody else, orang lain bisa, tapi not you gitu. It's not for you, look. And then lalu lihat orang lain yang rising up rapidly. Wow. Yeah, and you feel insecure gitu. So what makes you, apa yang membuat Mary continue to do what you do really well?
Thank like you. Thank you for the questions. Ada beberapa prinsip di dalam hidup saya yang I discover, dan itu lebih dipertebal khususnya recently for the past 3 years ya. Dan itu yang menguatkan saya. Pertama, I believe whenever we have a vision, God will provide. There's always a provisions. Itu yang saya yakini gitu. Jadi yang saya harus lakukan hanyalah ya obedient. Kalau saya mau, ya nanti dia akan memampukan. Itu yang saya yakini. And of course, having said that, sometimes not easy ya. Karena kan as a human, sometimes pasti kita juga merasa insecure. And I think my insecurity is always coming when I started something new. Saya selalu menjalani hidup ini by seasons of life gitu. Karena ketika saya umur 20 tahun pada saat itu, my 20s, it was like struggling in Singapore. Makanya dari insinyur teknik elektro akhirnya terjunnya ke bidang finance gitu. Start everything from zero. Tapi ternyata begitu itu sudah berhasil dan punya kebebasan finansial, God is so good in my life. Tapi ternyata Tuhan menaruh bibit mimpi yang berbeda gitu, dan akhirnya ya itu yang membuat saya meninggalkan Singapura dan kembali ke Indonesia memulai sesuatu yang baru di sini. And of course when we first started, kalau kita memulai sesuatu yang memang udah biasa, udah kita bisa lakukan dengan baik, kita very confident. Tapi ketika kita memulai sesuatu lagi yang baru di negara yang berbeda, industri yang berbeda gitu, and of course there's always a risk kan. And especially when we already achieve success before, the risk is kalau nggak sukses gimana? Kalau ntar orang ngetawain gimana? You know, there's so many things in our mind gitu. And sama ketika sekarang I'm stepping into my 40s, for me is another new season of my life yang Tuhan menaruh banyak banget mimpi-mimpi baru yang in the beginning to be honest, I was resisting it. Dalam hati saya bilang, aduh kayak Tuhan ini bukan saya banget ya gitu. Kayak this is not like the right, I don't think this is the right directions yang memang I want to go to. Karena saya ngerasa ini bukan kapasitas saya, bukan capability, I'm not capable of doing that yet gitu. Cuma saya selalu diingatkan, you know, I just have to be obedient, because with our small obedience, God can do many great things gitu. Jadi saya nggak mau jadi orang yang sok tahu, yang paling tahu banyak hal. No, actually He knows the best for me kan. Dan saya, I took it as a privilege, karena saya merasa apapun juga yang Tuhan kasih ke saya dalam hal ini, talenta, kesempatan, anugerah, ya itu kan yang hadiah Tuhan untuk saya. Tapi kan hadiah saya untuk Tuhan ya apa yang saya kerjakan dengan apa yang Dia udah percayakan di tangan saya gitu. And recently ada satu cerita Bible yang itu sangat menguatkan saya. It's a book of Esther. I love the book of Esther. Di dalam The Book of Esther itu nggak ada nama Tuhan sama sekali disebutkan di situ. You know, there's nothing about God, that is all God's works di dalam itu ya. Dan saya selalu membayangkan seperti ini. Saya selalu membayangkan bahwa Tuhan itu pasti punya purpose di dalam hidup ini untuk setiap manusia. And apa yang sudah direncanakan Tuhan itu pasti terjadi, pasti. Oke. Nah sekarang tergantung mau lewat kita atau lewat orang lain. So, ketika Tuhan mempercayakan itu untuk kita yang melakukan, I always think that, oh, that's a privilege. Dari segitu banyak hal yang memang Tuhan bisa percayakan untuk melakukan mission-nya ini, Tuhan bisa milih orang lain, Tuhan bisa milih orang yang mungkin jauh lebih pintar, Tuhan bisa milih siapapun juga gitu. Tapi kan Dia memilih saya gitu untuk berada in this journey together. So, yeah, to me, I think there is a privilege to be given that vision, that strength, that keteguhan di hati untuk bisa melakukan. Yeah. And like what you did also, one thing at a time. Nggak perlu pikir terlalu banyak lah. Yang penting hari ini I just do my best. And yeah, he will provide the resources, the people, the opportunity at his own time kan. Wow. Gitu. Itu sih yang biasanya aku selalu ingatkan.
You love the Book of Esther, ya? Yeah?
I love the Book of Esther.
I love the statement in the Book of Esther.
Oh.
Yang for you are born for such a season as this.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the quote. Yeah.
Yang, for such a time as this.
For such a time as this. You're born for such a time as this.
Yeah.
This is your season. This is your time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very powerful, yeah. Sebetulnya kan.
And you know, yeah. If I perish, I perish.
Mm. Mm. I was taking the brave move, yeah. It was amazing, yeah.
Mm.
Karena dia kan pada zaman itu, kalau dia berani menantang decree atau keputusan raja Artaxerxes ya waktu itu, that's a punishment for death kan.
Mm.
Apa keputusan raja itu nggak bisa di challenge.
Mm.
She did something amazing. I'm sure you know this. She did something amazing. Dia tidak minta kepada rajanya.
Yeah.
She did something yang every wife knows how. Setiap istri tahu gimana caranya untuk mendapatkan dari suaminya. And setiap businessman, setiap orang harus tahu this is how you get what you want.
Mm. Mm.
Waktu dia ditantang sama Mordecai, uncle-nya dia yang berkata, if you don't respond, that akan terjadi calamity atau untuk bangsa mereka kan.
Yeah.
But I know that you ask,
punishment
would be death.
Yeah.
Makanya dia berkata, well, but you know, but that you're born for such a season as this.
Yeah.
And then he says, look, I will do that even if I perish, I'll perish.
Gitu. Yeah.
Karena dia tahu begitu dia question rajanya, she knows that the punishment is death kan.
Yeah.
So she did dia bikin party gitu, party function. Suaminya, the husband, the king said, what's happening? Do you want anything from me? No, nothing. Nothing, right? Next night, bikin party lagi.
Mm.
Nothing. Mm. What's the problem here?
Mm.
Dia gak kasih tahu. Malam ketiga juga bikin function lagi. Mm. That time, rajanya udah penasaran.
Mm.
Is there anything from you? From me? Nothing. No, just tell me. I'll do it for you. Dengan kata lain bahwa sometimes dalam hidup itu you can't ask for something, you gotta menangkan hati orang dulu.
Yeah.
Menangin and the big trust that follow from small trust.
Mm.
Akhirnya orang itu jatuh cinta sama kita, they love what we do.
Mm.
And said, what is it that you want? I'll do it for you.
Gitu. Mm. Yeah.
But that was beautiful. Nah, that's good.
Yeah.
Good on you.
And one last thing if I can add, saya selalu percaya bahwa every position has a purpose.
Hmm, I like that.
Di mana kita diposisikan pasti ada sebuah tujuan. And because of that, every day I become aware. Karena whenever I'm positioned in certain place, or when I meet certain people, or when I was like in doing things gitu, I was like, oh okay, I'm in these positions. What is the purpose? You know, including like this meeting, or including like sometimes kadang-kadang ketika, especially when unexpected thing happens ya, maksudnya nggak pernah kepikir, ternyata kok saya dipertemukan. Aku nggak pernah kepikir tiba-tiba I was like dikasih tempat untuk bisa konser di depan ribuan wanita, semuanya penyanyi, cuma saya bukan penyanyi, tapi saya menjadi bagian dari konser itu, namanya konser wanita hebat. So sometimes I was like, wow, ini bukan tempat di mana saya bisa berada di sini karena kapasitas dan kemampuan saya, but when I was in that position, there must be a purpose.
Hmm.
So, what is the purpose? What must I do? You know?
Hmm.
Ya itu yang biasanya selalu aku selalu pegang di hati dan menjadi awareness aja sih. Mm-mm.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's one thing that keep me going every day. Thank you so much, Pak Iwan. Udah menjadi teman ngobrol saya hari ini. Next time we should catch up in Sydney.
Yes. We'll do it live from Sydney, ya? Yeah?
Yes. Atau ke Jepang lagi.
Oh, gitu.
Melihat Sakura. Sukses. And I'm sure there will be a second book.
Yes.
There will be another book, definitely. The story of Iwan Sunito, part 2.
Part 2, ya. Comeback story number 2.
Comeback story number 2. Sukses terus. And God bless you.
Thank you.
And your family.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Kering dan mati tanpa hijaunya tumbuhan. Demikian kala mimpi tak kunjung terjadi.